Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, and good evening. Welcome to Psychics Gone Wild on Fabulous Fridays. It's Georgia Marantos, and tonight we have the wonderfully gifted and professional psychic Kelly Coulter with us, a seasoned Psychics Gone Wild member. And she's stepping in for Angela Bixby tonight, who's out of town and can't make the show. So welcome, Kelly. Are you there?
I'm here. Thank you very much. Wow, I wasn't expecting that. Cool.
So, you know, I think we like to let everybody know that psychicsgonewild.com has all of our profiles, and there are many, many other psychics and mediums and healers listed on the site who you could go out and check out and list their services. And we're on tonight. We're excited to be here. And throughout the show, Kelly and I will be letting you know how to get a hold of us.
Absolutely.
So, Kelly, you and
I think we're even going to have somebody posting there for us. I think I've got somebody enlisted in chat room who will be posting some stuff for us there. And so they'll be helping us out in chat a little bit tonight, too. So it'll be awesome.
Oh, awesome. So we've got a couple of callers on already in, and I know we're sort of itching to get going. But I was wanting to just review very quickly something you and I talked about this afternoon when we were on all together, and you mentioned something that really made me smile. And it's like, why do we do what we do? What makes what makes you tingle? Like, why are you doing this? Like, why, are you tapping into, the energies and, what is it? And, in fact, I think I told you how I, what it was for me. But, Kelly, I'd love to know, what makes you tingle? Why do you do the work that you do?
Why do I do the work that I do? Why am I passionate? It's like, I think we were talking about that. Like, why am I passionate about what I do? And it's like, and if we had 15 minutes to tell the whole planet, it's like, what is the most important thing in my world that I would like the whole planet to know what is?
Right.
I think that's how we get that. And I'm going to make you, I'm going to turn this around and do this one. I am totally going to make you tell your story too. I got into this with health and healing, and a lot of that was simply because my other half at the time was had brain cancer, and I was looking for a lot of different things. And all I can say is if I knew then what I know now, there is a distinct possibility that he might still be on the planet with us. But regrettably. Yeah. It's one of those things, too little too late. So it's like, it's one of my things, to go, if I can share what I know in terms of healing with other people, if there is one person on this planet that does not have to die, if they do not have to check out, and leave a family, children, all that kind of stuff, it's like I, really, that's where I'm at. It's like I'm really into the health and healing. And, of course, the other part of it that I never really thought about was until I got to doing this. Sometimes, I think that's been my biggest frustration in the last 3 years, is we've got something that is really exciting in terms of herbs and energy and all that kind of stuff. And literally, I know people, I'll say acquaintances, not people that I've known well, but people and acquaintances that have had a wonderful and amazing experiences with this herb. And, literally it's a young man had leukemia, and in 45 days,
wow,
he's not from taking this. There's another gal that had breast cancer. Oh, yeah. Another gal that had breast cancer, she left her surgery up. 6 weeks, she got on the herbs and stuff, and she went in for a surgery. She did not have to have it because the tumor was gone. For myself, I had cataracts in my eyes. I totally lost sight in my right eye, and I was on this stuff 90 days, and I got my eyesight back. It works on animals. It works for dogs. It works for cats. And my biggest frustration is that people won't try it. It's like I'm going, really? It's like, this is an herb that God put on the planet for us, and you won't even try it? It's like we just had something like 2 weeks ago. We had a neighbor die. I mean, he was taking it out. Yep. Some of those things that he had like a bunch of cysts and stuff in his in his chest, and then it metastasized and it went to his liver and all that, and it's like he just in
right.
6 months literally gone. And I was like, I've seen it turn stuff around like that too. It's like there's stuff that we can do, could have done. But part of it was he wouldn't quit smoking. He didn't want to quit, he didn't want to make some certain life changes. It's like, you kind of go, man, if you got cancer, do you want to live or you want to die? It's like you don't
right.
want to die.
Yeah.
But, at the same time, it's like, So I would say that's probably, it's why I do what I do, but it's also I've hit some frustrations with it simply because, it's like people, do you want to live? Are you committed to living or do you want to check? And it's like, and he was only 48 years old. I mean, he was taking care of his aunt, and now she kind of doesn't know what to do. And it's like, well, it's really a sad situation across the street right there right now. It's like, yeah. So, I would just encourage anybody. It's like, if you got family, if you got friends, even if you don't think your life is that big, it's like, your life is important to somebody. And it's like, who would miss you if you weren't here? And there's a lot
absolutely.
Of
and can I ask what the herbs, or is it one specific type of herb, or are you talking about a whole
conglomerate
type of treatment? Like, what is it?
Right, yeah. There's several remedies that I know, but the one that I've come across, it's called Ganoderma. It's a lucid, it's a reishi mushroom. And it's like, I am involved with the company. It's an international company. Here in the United States, we're not allowed, you know, to use the term diagnose secure, you know, anything like that. And the other, I think it's 20-some countries that currently have this company in it, they do exactly that. They say, you know, this secures this, this secures that. But here we can't say that because of we have the FDA, we have drugs, we have blah, blah, blah. But there are things out there. I mean, the unique thing about it, it's been in use for 5,000 years. You know, I just saw this little video moment. And it's got a history on it that won't quit. Absolutely. It's documented all up and down the line. And it's just people have to say, hey, you know what? I'll give this plant a chance. Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's give it a go. Like, you know, yeah.
Absolutely. And it's about getting really about taking the reins of your own life in your own hands. And, to really sort of take, okay, so my life is going in this direction. I want it to go in the direction I want it to go. And so I'm going to find the people who are going to help me do that with the type of medicines that are going to help me do that. And that's what you're talking about. You're talking about plants that can help empower people. That's
exactly. Amazing.
I didn't know that you did that. I'm really excited and interested about that. And we'll have to. Have you got information about that on your website?
Actually, I do. It's the www. Kelly Coulter, KellyCoulter, and it's .organogold, .organogold.com. So it's all one big run out thing. I'll type it in the chat room so you can see it.
Oh, great. So if any of our listeners have any health queries or questions, definitely check out Kelly's website. I'm certainly going to check it out. And we've got a few callers on the line. Kelly, what do you think? We grab someone right now.
All righty. Sounds like plan.
Okay, here we go. So this is my first time working the board. As you know, people, if you've listened in on a Friday night for the last few weeks, Angela's been very capably taking hold of the board. And I know, Kelly, you've worked the board many times, so this is my first time in my training wheels working the board. So here we go. I think I pressed the little microphone button, right?
You do. Yep.
Here we go.
The red one. See how ours are lit up red? It's like, yep. It's like when it's up red, we can hear them and they can hear us, hopefully. If Blog Talk's working right, the solar curves have not hit the atmosphere.
Right, so then 780, you're online, on air. How can we help you?
Hey, Casey, it's Jay calling from Canada. How's it going?
Hi, so could you repeat your name?
It's Jay calling from Canada.
Jay Call.
Yeah, Jay calling from Canada.
Jay. Hi, from Canada, wonderful.
Hey there.
Well, do you have a question for us?
Yeah, I just like to know what happened with myself after I did my fire walking on May 31st. Seems something has changed. Something has really changed. I just wonder what it is, if you can pinpoint it or validate it.
So just so you're breaking up a little bit, but just so I can make it clear, you said what happened to your...
He's had some transformation after he went firewalking on May 31st.
Oh.
I'm like, I want to know where you went firewalking at. And it's like, did you go in the pit, did you run, or did you walk?
No, I walked it. I walked it 4 times.
Wow. Where did they do this at?
Huh?
Where did you do this at? Where was
it? It was at a place near where I live here in Canada, and we had a fire ban, but it lifted just before we had to do the fire walk, and so I was preparing for it for about 4 weeks. But it was at a place where we did a drumming circle at, and afterward the fire walking.
Nice. Wow.
That's
I
great.
Think you did go through some transition. Wow.
Well, totally.
I'll go ahead and start with this because what I have to do is, like, he knows this. I'm really notoriously bad. You're going to have to tell me your birth month and date and how old you are. So it's like, I remember doing the reading for you. Like,
yeah.
I remember
it
was on a Sunday, and I was like, but I don't remember what day. I'm sorry.
No problem. It's March 24th.
There we go.
And
that's right. Queen of Clubs, Three of Diamonds, and it's like, and you were held it to how old this year?
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah. And I was going to say, how old are you this year?
I'm 49.
49, okay. See, you don't sound it. It's like, you know, you, all these young soul people, man, it's like you guys totally do not sound how old you are.
That's awesome.
Okay. All right. And what I'm getting for him, yeah, and there was some transition there. You're right. Okay, there was initially March, so that's April. We're into May, we're into June. Okay. The things you've already been through this year, you've had like the Ten of Spades and Jack of Clubs in your Mercury time. You've had the Eight of Clubs and the Queen of Diamonds in that Venus time frame. And I'm thinking right now, because that's been more than the... Because they go through like the 52-day, you know, time frames, all that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And let's see. I try to remember. It's like this is one of those times where I should say, okay, Jay, it's like, you know, I remember I gave you your chart here. So it's like, you know, what is, you tell me what your time is here. Okay, let's see. You are in 24 through 15. Okay, you're still in that one. You are in the Venus time frame right now. Okay, you just passed from the Mercury. You started May 15th, and it's like, you'll be there till July 6th. So, okay. So you are in that Venus time, and you have, this makes a lot of sense, you have had that, you've got that Eight of Clubs, and you've got the Queen of Diamonds in there. And the Eight of Clubs is one of the more psychic of the cards in the deck. Actually, that's what Jeffrey's card is. And like, and we know he's our master psychic, so absolutely. Your long-range one for this year is the Four of Clubs. And that is, of course, about, you know, stability, but it's also about learning. And some of the clubs, it's all about, you know, learning your transitions. You know, absolutely, that's, you know, that's correct with that. And I'm willing to bet this is probably going to talk about romance, which is probably, you know, not exactly, but it's how your mind can bring actually money and success during this period, especially with respect to women. It could mean advancement in female schools or with females. It can mean development of psychic powers or of the feminine side. It brings success, particularly in association with groups of women of all kinds. You might be a salesperson or a teacher, you know, or a speaker. Regardless of your gender, you're going to find more success with women at this time. It's such a powerful and stabilizing influence that it's going to produce very good results during this time frame, even if that other Venus card, which is the Queen of Diamonds, you know, would be challenging. And I'm not thinking the Queen of Diamonds is challenging in this. In fact, I'm thinking the Queen of Diamonds is really a good one to have in Venus. But that makes a lot of sense because you're getting a lot of balance for bringing in that feminine energy. And it's like, it's not just, you know, say the masculine mindset. It's like very much opening to your psychic abilities for doing that. The Queen of Diamonds brings, you have that heightened sense of how to successfully create more money in business. And if you use that ability in any line of work you do where you need a financial increase or a creative marketing plan, you're going to have your best success in businesses that involve items for the home or for beauty or related to the arts in some way. The Queen of Diamonds also is going to encourage you to go out and spend some money on items for the home, you know, new clothes, beauty products, you know, but just don't spend on your budget. Any kind of relationship with diamond females should be very good during this period. There might be one or two of them that play an important role in your life at this point in time, and it's going to be, you know, just more pleasant and enjoyable. But I would say, you know, since you have been the firewalking in this Venus, in the Venusian time, that you're probably really opening up the feminine side. You know, the psychic side is considered more feminine. And it's like, and that's really amazing because it's, I'm thinking what you're feeling is you're bringing that opening up and you're bringing that into balance and you're balancing your male and your female within that. It's like, so that's what I would get out of that. And it's like, I'll let Georgia have a go at that and then, you know, tell us. And then we definitely want you to tell us how you're feeling, what you've been going through.
Thanks.
Sure. You know, as soon as you started speaking, Jay, I felt really, really hot. And that often tells me that you're opening up to spirit and opening up to the healing energies that are coming through you. And absolutely wanting to echo everything that Kelly said, particularly about balancing the masculine, the feminine, opening up to spirit and your psychic powers coming through. And in fact, it may even be coming through so quickly that it can be a little overwhelming. And it's going to be, it almost feels like a shamanic energy. I'm not sure if that's what you were doing when you were firewalking, but the shamanic energy, from my understanding, is that you are able to heal other people by taking things off them. And I don't know if you have any experience in that, but that's something that spirit's showing me, making me feel. It's like a whole new pathway for you if you want to take it up. And you could actually train with a few other people. And I do see a teacher if you wanted to go down the shamanic pathway or in that healing path. Or you're giggling, Kelly. Are you seeing that, or you already know something?
No, I'm not sure what the giggling is. Maybe that's some of the people on the other side, because I'm here being quiet, just listening. You're hearing voices, Georgia. I know it.
It's true. And, you know, I also saw that, you know, you mentioned the Queen of Diamonds, and I'm using a tarot deck, and I see the Queen of Cups, and I do see that too. So if you're not in a relationship already, you know, I see that a relationship that you're already in will go sort of step up to the next level, or the relationship that you're going to, you know, the woman that you're going to meet will be a relationship that takes you to the next level. So just wanting to share that with you. So let us know, how have you been feeling? How does that resonate with you?
Well, it's great. That's where it's coming to. It feels like a lot of energy. It's like the heart's opening, so, yeah.
Yeah. That makes a lot of sense.
Huge.
And that is, it's like, that's going to keep connection with, you know, the head and the heart. It's like a lot of times what people refer to as our grounding, it's like, you know, they'll say that, you know, our head literally, you know, especially in men, is cut off. The head's cut off from the heart, and we're not grounded. It's like, and when you cut part of your body off, not, you know, obviously not physically, and energy sense, it's like when you're connecting that, it's like you do have some mass. And you might have some old issues come up. You might have things go, oh, my gosh. You know, it's like I had a thought of tears. And it's like, you know what? You're allowed to cry, too. It's totally okay. And it's like, you can go and talk about it. Oh, my goodness.
Oh,
there
you go.
Wow. Are we still here? Or did
yeah.
We cry for you? All righty. You know, but it's okay. It's like, and a lot of those things, you know, a lot of those feelings, like you say, it's like, you know, overwhelming. It's just like, oh, my goodness, you know. And it's like, I read birds, you know, it's like purging stuff. It's like when you ground stuff, you allow it to go out, either, you know, up to the heavens, down the ground, whichever. But it's like release. It's release of those old feelings.
Yep. You're right.
Yeah, I get that too, Kelly. That definitely when you ground that energy, in particular if you're thinking about working with a teacher who will help you ground, that's really, really going to put you, you know, into the world with, you know, your soul's, your life's purpose and what you're meant to be doing in a very solid way. So, you know, if you can handle this uncertainty right now, you're going to be good in the end. But don't worry.
Yes. Yes. Well, thank you.
Okay, Jay. Alrighty. Well, really nice to meet you. Thanks for calling in.
Well, thanks. That was great.
Absolutely. Keep the data, because, I mean, this is, when you go through, like, a transition like that, it's only been, like, you know, a week. This is, like, the 7th, so it's, like, this is really, really new. And it's, like, as it kind of settles out, you know, into the summer, it's, like, let us know, because it's, like, you know, I'm going to say you're going to be like a garden growing. It's, like, you're going to take off. You're going to take off the summer months. It's really cool.
Thank you.
Right.
Great.
Awesome. So now I'm going to go back to Kelly. Kelly, I've forgotten what to do once we've... Did you want to stay on the line? Oh, there we go. He's hung up. So what I do is I press the X.
Not the X. It's like we can put him back in mute. It's like you push the... You push the blue microphone again. If people want to listen, you know, go back in the queue.
Oh.
Like you push the that's okay. He called back in. I think.
Got it. Okay. Well, that's the only X I will press. There we go. So we've got our next caller. Should I bring them on? Yeah, here we go. So 484, you're on the line. How can we help you?
Hi, yes. Marilyn, and I'd love to get a reading.
Wonderful. So, Marilyn, Kelly's, we're just wondering where you're from and if we can get a date of birth and an age. Is that right, Kelly?
Yes.
Awesome.
Pennsylvania. September 21st. And I am 51.
51.
Wow.
And what's your question?
Oh, you young sounding people.
And what did you want to ask tonight?
I'm debating whatever comes up more strongly for you. I'm like to know if there's anything going on for me health-wise or what's going on for me work-wise coming up.
Okay. What I do know right offhand, what I will say is like even without the do without looking at the card stuff, is I know that what's upcoming for you is in 52 is coming up real soon. And this is June, so you're in July, August, September, 3 months. You are a 3 of clubs, and the planetary ruler is. That's why I write them down because I'm spacing. And you have a 3 of spades also, so your 3 of clubs is your birth card. The 3 of spades is a planetary ruling card. Basically, you know, you've got a lot of creativity, a lot of changes. One thing I will say about the threes is you've got to keep really on a positive spiral upward, you know, with that. It's like with that so much creativity, you need to find an outlet for that because the flip side of the threes is you guys stress and you worry. And you stress and you worry over, you know, different stuff. To think of a hamster on the wheel. But with the birthday of 52 coming up, what you're going to notice is a lot of transitions with that, I mean, just, you know, in life. And it's called one of the years that we commit to being on this planet. It's like it's committing to, you know, living the rest of your life versus just existing. So it's like if there's, you know, something that, you know, that you want to do or whatever, it's like, you know, rather than just kind of, you know, floating along, you know, and letting the current take you, it's like it's time to go, okay, what do I want to do in life? You know, I need to grab this paddle. I need to, you know, I can go with the current. I don't, you know, you don't have to be a salmon swimming upstream, you know, but you can, you know, definitely go with the current. But you need to decide, what am I going to do? It's like find something that you are passionate about. Find your love in life. Find what you really want to do, the mark that you want to make, and it's like, and go for it. It's like really and truly just committing to what, you know, you want to do in life and where's your mark and where you want to go. So some of that, and what I always tell people is, you know, get a steno notebook. Get some kind of notebook that you can kind of, you know, hang around, you know, carry around with you. I always say get a pencil and a pen because pens run out of ink. Pencils can break. Mechanical pencils are great. You know, make sure you know that so you don't have a mechanical pencil failure, you know, about the time that you want to write something down. But write down those creative ideas. You know, put a date on and say, oh, I had this idea. It doesn't matter if you think it's harebrained or not. Just write it down because a lot of times those creative things can, you know, out of those, you know, your brainstorms and just kind of those, you know, those daydream things, those are, you know, like your guides, your angels, giving you ideas where you can actually make a really good living. And you don't necessarily have to go work for someone else. You can work for yourself. And there's a lot of entrepreneurship, you know, happening right now because people are, you know, kind of getting tired of the 9-to-5, you know, type of stuff. And it's like going, what can I do, you know, that's going to make a difference? Can I do something green? You know, it's like, what is your passion? To follow, you know, if you love, you know, being a florist or arranging flowers, you know, something like that. It's like find something that you want to do. You can work from home. You know, that's kind of what I'm getting, where I'm going with it. But it's like, I'll let Georgia see if he has something more in the corporate world for you.
Did you just say corporate world?
I did.
You know, because I've been looking at
not
your
the corporeal world. Well, it is the corporeal world, but you know,
the corporeal world. Well, you know, you mentioned your health, and I immediately sense that you might be experiencing some symptoms that are a little bit confusing. So there might not be just one big thing that you're experiencing, but several things that don't seem to be making any sense. And I'm being shown that it might take some time for you to figure it out, and it might be that you need to do a little bit of study to kind of pinpoint it on your own. So is that resonating with you? Because that's what I'm being shown with respect to your health, unless you had a specific question about a specific health matter.
You're right. There are many things that I'm, you know, just kind of wondering about. Is everything okay with my heart valves and little skin, you know, skin spots and digestion and my hormonal balances? There's a lot of different things that maybe very minor or maybe major, I don't know.
Right. So just looking into, like, because it's definitely taking you down into the depths. You know, it's. I think Kelly mentioned the worry, and, you know, I'm being shown that it is. It's a deep worry, you know, and it's the type that it kind of keeps you at the level where if you're not figuring it out, you're not seeing the clear pathway. I do see somebody helping you, and I do see you getting, you know, you do have choices. So it might be that you pick one, and it feels to me, I keep hearing heart valve, heart valve, heart valve. I don't know about you, Kelly. I'm not sure what stood out in terms of all of those.
I prepared fish oil. She needs to get fish oil. With me, it's like, if the Omega, make sure it's the Omega 3, 6, and 9. Walmart sells it somewhere. It's like, I don't know the brand, but it's like, make sure it's Omega 3, 6, and 9. Anyway.
Oh, that's a good idea. Absolutely. You know, it's anti-inflammatory on top of all of its other, you know, fantastic, you know, the other fantastic reasons for taking fish oils, you know, the brain and joints and et cetera. But as an anti-inflammatory, it could help you quite a bit because you, you know, when I look at your, did you mention something about your right side or your right leg? I'm seeing or sensing something around that area. Either in the muscle or the joint there on the right-hand side?
I did not mention it, but that is correct.
Right.
My hip, sometimes my knee, sometimes my right little toe has a weird sensation, my whole right side. But my hip, yeah, definitely.
Yeah, and I think looking at your diet. Sorry, Kelly.
Do you go to a chiropractor? Have you had any chiropractic work done? It sounds like kind of like a pinched nerve.
Yeah, I get a lot of chiropractic, occasional acupuncture. I eat very low inflammatory, very healthy foods. I've been studying all that for decades.
Awesome.
Oh, I do
great.
A little self-healing.
Okay. You're doing some good stuff then.
Yeah, it sounds like it. So you're just you're wanting to pinpoint something, and I do see you pinpointing it. And also, your emotional state ties in with your physical state. And you know, if there's anything that's been sort of burning, any issues that you haven't looked at in your life, I mean, I think I sometimes feel like I'm a bit of a broken record when I say that. But our psychological, you know, our psyche is so deep, and it's so connected to our physical body. And if we can look at the two at the same time, I mean, I think what we eat is super, super important. And, you know, it sounds like you're doing the good hard work there. And also probiotics seem to come through for me. I don't know about that for you, Kelly, but probiotics and, you know, there's a bit of a second wave that's come through with sort of, you know, fermented foods. But even just a really good broad-spectrum probiotic would help with your gut, because I'm getting, you know, food, diet, digesting, gut, and helping with the inflammatory, you know, you mentioned with the right side.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I do raw protein powders, and there's probiotics in that, and I haven't done digestive enzymes lately, but those will be added back in, but a little bit of that's in the raw protein powders and things like that. So I'm pretty good about that, and definitely spiritual, mental, emotional, down to the physical. It's all connected. That's been a lot of my study. But it's always fun to hear what other people pick up directly that I don't necessarily talk about.
Right. One question I'm going to ask real quick is, I'll say stimulation of the ileocecal valve. Is what I'm getting is that one is like, you know, when you put your thumb on your hip and it's like it's on your right hip, and you kind of reach maybe like a handstand, about, you know, 4 or 5 inches in, and just kind of, you, I know it sounds kind of funny, but it's like, you know, about where your intestines are, kind of poke around, and it's like if there's a kind of a sore spot in there or it feels like a lump or anything like in there, massage that, because that's one of those things. The ileocecal valve is one of those little things like within your intestines, and it's like it can get clogged, blocked, whatever. And if you do a little massage with that, it's like it can stimulate that and can allow things to go through a lot easier. So, you know, just kind of do some poking and prodding, you know, and see what you find.
Okay.
Yeah. And Marilyn, I do see, you know, I do see you through the study that you're doing, particularly in regards to your health, that you will be successful in sorting it out. So, you know, keep at it, if I can encourage you, because it does... You know, it does take up quite a bit of, you know, your emotional space, and you'll be able to help other people through it.
I didn't hear what you both had said earlier about the corporate world. That I mean, I do work for myself already, but
okay.
I couldn't hear what you guys said about the corporate world.
Oh, good, Kelly. You know, because I completely missed it.
Me.
I went straight into.
That was me. I was just saying, it's like if you're, I said if you still had, you know, affiliations with the corporate world, it's like it might be a good time to get out, was what I was getting. Sometimes it's a bail, you know. It's like, I'm glad to hear you. You're in business for yourself, then that's an awesome, awesomely good place to be. It really is, especially where you're at. Let's see. One of the things I will say that I do see for you, this year your long range card for the year was, still is the King of Clubs, and that is mastery of any particular, you know, anytime the King show up, it's like mastery, and clubs usually is, you know, of schooling and that kind of stuff. But it means you're going to be successful in many ways, that your mental power is really strong this year, that success, you know, can be yours in any of the mental fields, like, you know, teaching, writing, management, communications, you know, I'm not sure what kind of home business stuff, but, you know, just applying what you know. Really, there's no limit to what you can achieve this year. Any involvement with legal matters, that's kind of the aside, you know, it's going to be successful. But just use that influence to take a leadership position in your area of expertise, and it's time to take the initiative. The King of Clubs, you know, generically is someone who wields a lot of power and authority through their acquired or developed knowledge. And this year may really see you having much to do, you know, with a person like that, or, you know, displaying, dealing, you know, with that side of your own personality. Of course, you know, where you're already, you know, like to say, in business for yourself, you're acting as that king because, you know, you're captain of your own ship. You do kind of, you know, demand the respect of others, and you usually get it. Often you're found, you know, the head of a business, again, that's your own. You know, and they're people who live by their own truth. They usually do not like, you know, a lot of interference from other people. If you find yourself exhibiting, you know, like some or all of those characteristics or traits this year, just, you know, apply it to the success in your work. And it can be especially good, you know, if you're involved, if work involves, like, you know, writing or communication, publishing, teaching, speaking. Any mental type of endeavor is really bound to meet with success. And, you know, in any home business, you know, there's always pamphlets or, you know, your business card or, you know, explanation things. It's like it used to be in when I first started this, you know, cassette tape, that kind of stuff. So if there's something in terms of promotional materials that you can put out, it's like, you know, you'll have really good success, I'll say, with using those kinds of things to promote your business.
Wonderful. So, Marilyn, you still with us?
I am. I'm taking notes.
Oh, great.
You know what? It's called archives because, you know, the really cool thing about this is we leave these shows in archives. So if you talk too fast and you can't get it down in notes, you, after the show is over, you can go in and it's usually takes Blog Talk about 24 hours to, you know, to click them up. Sometimes we get them up right away. A lot of times by the next day, it's like you'll be able to click on this show and go back. And it's like the nice thing about having it in your player, you can pause it. You can download it. Just
right.
Like, you know, you can push the play button, the stop button. So it's like, yeah. So if you're not getting everything, it's like you can go to archives and grab this.
I have a question. When you say this year, do you mean like this calendar year or the year from September to September, my birthday? What do you mean by when you say a year, this year?
Thank you for calling. Yeah, exactly. From your birthday to your birthday, because this the stuff that I use, it goes from your personal year is from your day of birth to your day of birth. That's your personal year. So it's like definitely. And when that's what I say. You know, it's kind of an exciting time coming up because you've had this King of Clubs. What's coming up next though for 52 is you've actually got a Nine of Hearts in September. That's gonna, you know, your whole orientation, I'm going to say, is going to kind of do a flip and change for you because with that nine there, nines are about completion. And, of course, the hearts is, you know, either about, you know, can be about your own completion. I'll say completion with yourself. You know, it can be your own emotional issues. It can be about, you know, letting things go. Sometimes it ends up being, I'm going to look ahead here. It can be, you know, important emotional endings or losses in some way for you. You know, but like I say, don't worry about that until your personal year starts. But just at the very least, you might be involved in some kind of separation, either from a former lover or spouse. It could indicate a death in the family or among your circle of friends. You know, it could be a death of a pet. You know, in relationships, it's just something coming to an end. It's whether it's a relationship with another person or with something within yourself that you're letting go for your best and highest good. Okay, so like I said, you're going to have a totally different orientation after your birthday. That's like, you know, this year is about, you know, success and building that, you know, with your business and whatnot. You know, your coming personal year is going to be some different orientation with things happening.
So I have 3 months left to the whole King of Clubs thing before September
right.
hits, and then I'll go to completion, and then...
and then that 52nd year, remember what I said, it's like that it's I think it's called like the pinnacle year. It's like it's one of those years, it's where you decide where you're really going to, like, you know, grow your roots and commit to being on this planet, or whether you're going to, you know, and you're going to really make a difference. I mean, not that people die when they're 52, that's not what I'm talking about, but there's, you know, people who are enlivened and they go, yeah, you know, it's like I'm going to go forth. It's like a runner getting their second wind, and it's like, and you're going to be active. You have the choice, but this is a free will choice. You have the choice to go forward and really be active, like, you know, I'll say, like, into your 90s, you know, something like that, or you're going to say, oh, I'm going to roll over and die. No, not literally, but it's like, you know, yeah, I'm just going to kind of plod along, and I'll be happy with the status quo and la-di-da-di-da. You know, so you have that choice, and you have the reins in your hand as to which direction you're going to, you know, like you know, riding a horse. It's like, are we going to take the left path? We're going to take the right path. You know, which direction are you going to go? So that is really your choice that's coming up.
I'm never status quo.
There you go.
Well,
absolutely.
Marilyn, it looks like exciting times coming up. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you for your call, and good luck. Keep us informed. Thank
Definitely.
You, and good luck. Good luck with to both of you. Thank you for the reading.
You're welcome.
Good night.
Good night.
Wow. Well, Kelly, it's been really interesting to be with you whilst you're doing your readings. It's that, you know, you really get the breadth and the depth with the Destiny cards. So can you talk a little bit about you love them.
About how they work. Yeah.
how you work, right?
I'm a cheater. I'll say that, because it's like there's people that have set this up literally. If you're into spirituality type of stuff, what we're told about these cards is they were actually developed in Atlantis, and they were specifically formulated mathematically for our planet. It's really a numbers game. You look at some of the Elvis, you know, some of the quick similarities. There's 52 cards in the deck. There's 52 weeks in a year. If you take the numerology of the
right.
5 plus 2, there's the 7 days of the week. If you take the spot value of the cards, you know, of just the of all the four suits, add them all up, you get 364. If you add the one Joker, then Joker's value is worth 1.25, and you take that 364 plus the Joker, you have 365 and a fourth. You know, as your addition, which is, you know, that's what our planet is, that revolves around the sun, okay? So then, of course, you have the four seasons. You know, you have the hearts, the spring, the clubs, and that represents the useful time of your life. The clubs represent the academic time of your life, and the time you enter into kindergarten, say, until you get your PhD. The diamonds are about the young adults of the deck, you know, through the working years, and then the spades, and that's the fall season. And then, of course, the winter people are the old people of the deck, or the spades, you know, it's like kind of the old souls, it's like, you know, that kind of stuff. So,
right.
They represent a whole bunch of different things that we are here to learn as our life lesson this go around. It's like, you know, what are we here to work on? Because, you know, like the hearts are here, you know, working on emotional things. The clubs are here. It's like, you know, they're here to study. You know, yeah, to study. And it's like, and the diamonds are here. Actually, the diamonds get a lot of their lessons. You know, diamonds are gold and stuff, around, you know, but they get a lot of their lessons through finances. But the deeper meaning is, what are your values and what are you truly here? And then the spades, of course, a lot of the things that we get are through, like, you know, health and wellness and that kind of stuff. But it's the old soul stuff. So it's like, yeah, I mean, and there's the gentleman who wrote the books for this, who brought it forward originally in the 1800s, was Olney Richmond, and he had like a series of three books. Where we first see it actually in the Bible, is the three wise men who came to give the Christ child, you know, gifts. They were called different translations, you know, call them the wise men or the astrologers or, you know, the whoever from the
oh,
east
yes.
or the magi. And the magi is
right.
Is what this, the Ace of Spades represents that, you know, the card of the magi.
Yes.
And it's like, and that's what these are. And then Robert Camp brought this forward into a couple of books, the Cards of Your Destiny and the Love Cards. And they are just amazing. They are very phenomenal. So
oh,
I
they sounded.
All I can do is
to
say, you know, it's like there's a lot smarter people than me who did these, and it's like they're just an amazing tool. I love them.
Oh, and you know, it's effortless. You know, you use them so effortlessly. So I'm really impressed. And what's impressive is we've got quite a few callers who are waiting to come online and see what you've got to say and what I've got to say. So do you want to very quickly let people know how they can get a hold of you?
Sure. The easiest way for me is www.psychicsgonewild.com. I have a page. I'm still kind of antiquated. It's like I have a telephone. It's like call me and leave a message. My number is 719-289-4907. And it's like, you know, if you call, say, hey. And it's my everything phone. It's for Ganoderma. It's for the card readings. It's for I am a Reiki master teacher, also Arch. That's a whole other thing there. But yeah, I do a variety of things, so it's like it's my one and only business phone.
Oh, that's great. And people can get a hold of me on my website, www.transformyourselfanew.com, and my email's on the contact page, and my number is 646-281-7003. So let's jump in and grab our next caller. Here we go.
All right.
203, hi.
Hello.
You're online. How are you?
Good.
Thanks for waiting. I know you've been waiting quite a while. How can we help you tonight?
I have a connection with this guy, and I've been talking to him for a while, but it hasn't gone anywhere yet. So I was just wondering, what's the hold up?
Sure. Can you tell us your name?
Shante.
Did I say that right?
Yes.
Okay, wonderful. So, Kelly, are you getting anything? Hang on.
I'm going to say, let me have a month and a day.
Of course, I'm so sorry. I'm like, let's just jump in. So, Shante, can you give us your date of birth and how old you are?
12/18/88, and I'm 24.
You're 24. And what was the month again and the day?
December 18th.
December 18th.
King of Hearts.
Thank you.
Wow. Okay, what I can tell you right now, you're King of Hearts, and you've got the planetary ruler of the Two of Diamonds. Kings. Anytime a female has a king as their birth card, it's you come across with an energy because kings are rulers. And, you know, whether you intend that or not, guys get that. And they kind of go, wow, she's really like, you know, and like, you know, you got a lot of power with you. And it's like, it's going to take somebody special who is going to be able to deal with that because not all guys can deal with that, really and truly. So, you know, I mean, and you're young. I'm going to say there's a lot of fish in the sea. But, you know, one thing that you can take heart from, my grandmother always used to say, there's a lid for every pot and there's a pot for every lid. So, you know, if somebody, if you've, you know, been talking with somebody a while and it's kind of not going anywhere, you know, you kind of go, wow, you know, are we going to, you can either take the step out and say, you know, hey, you know, do you want to deepen our relationship or, you know, do you just want to be friends? You know, where are we at with this? And that way you can get, you know, you give them the opportunity to respond, you know, directly and just say, you know, well, I just want to be friends or, you know, well, I'm not sure right now or, you know, they might have, you know, situations in their life they need to tie loose ends up with, you know. So it's like maybe a case of this young man is like, you know, interested, but he's just not able to, for whatever reason, act on some stuff right now. Or it just could be he's kind of going, wow, this gal's got a lot of power, and I am just kind of wobbly with myself because I don't know his birthday. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
That's what I got.
Well, he's 6/3/88.
6/3, okay. June. Okay, he's a Gemini guy. I, having a Gemini son, I can tell you they're notorious for changing their mind. I swear to God, there's four people that live in a Gemini, and this gentleman is an Ace of Spades. Wow. So he is the card of Magi with that Seven of Hearts. Oh, my goodness, that is an interesting combination. He is the card of transformation. And he's got that Seven of Hearts is about, you know, he's on a spiritual journey, whether he knows it or not. But his life is about transformation. And I know Gemini, they're called mutable, but I call it the wishy-washy Charlie Brown moment. So it's like, you know, if you got somebody who's Gemini, they can't quite decide exactly what they want to do. It's like they want this, they want that, they want it all. They want the smorgasbord, and it's like, and they can't decide. And he's having a hard time trying to figure out whether he's going to pick you up, put you on the plate or not. So it's like, I was going to say, how long has it been, you know, kind of talking to whether it's like a couple weeks, couple months?
3 years.
3 years.
<That's all. laughs>
Well, okay, my goodness. Is it a long-distance relationship, or is it a little bit closer, you know, in person?
Not even in person yet. I know he's been busy with work, that he can't be around a lot.
Okay.
He's like a workaholic.
Uh-huh. And that's one thing. That's one thing that he will learn, you know, for his transformation stuff, is Ace of Spades, if they are strictly like a material person, they will, I mean, they're successful at it, but it causes a lot of, I'll say, grief in their life if they're strictly material. For him to really be successful in life, he's really got to get a grip on his spiritual cycle. Wow, just the fact that you're not around a lot, he's really, I do, it's like, that's what I was wondering, it's like he's absent a lot, so it's like, yeah. One thing I might say is just, you know, is there anybody closer to where you're at, you know, who you could meet, you know, go out with, you know, any kind of groups you belong to? You need somebody closer. You know, you need to, you know, you're like, Sagittarius, and it's like that's, you know, the archer truly spoken, you know, and you're very honest, you're very forthright, you're very, you know, direct with what you have to do. And sometimes the Geminis can't handle that very well. They kind of go, what? It's like, and you just hurt, you know, my twin feeling. But it's like, that twin isn't going to show up. The other twin's going to come show his face now. And it's like, well, I decide how I'm going to handle my hurt. It's like, okay, let me know when I'm talking to which one. Oh, man. You know, I was going to say, unless he's really, you know, willing to, you know, spend a little more time, it's really hard to have a long-distance relationship. It's really hard to have a relationship when the person's not there. So, I mean, you know, seriously, you know, if you want to keep talking to him, you know, whatever, and that's fine. But really, I would encourage you to, you know, see what, you know, I'll say greener grass closer. So, you know, so you have a meal every now and then, you know. It's like, it's kind of like, you know, the cows grazing in the pasture. It's like, it's great if they see that green grass across the fence, but, you know, if they can't reach it and there's brown grass on their side, it's like, it's not a good meal. So it's like, you want to be looking for the green grass in your own pasture, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Georgia?
Oh, yeah, Shantae, I just wanted to echo, you know, what Kelly said, and I don't want to take up too much more of your time because I think you've had a great reading there. Definitely, definitely, you know, look to see whether or not it's worth your while, you know, hanging on to something that isn't working, because the Spirit's showing me that, you know, he's been there, but he doesn't quite know how to be there at the moment. And you've got, if you can get through this with him, you're going to learn so much, and that will take you to a new level of being able to relate to somebody. Like, suddenly you'll be able to say, you know what, I'm not going to accept that from anyone anymore. And then I see you Spirit showing me you going out with girlfriends, having a, you know, it's like you suddenly let go, you have a great time with your friends, and you're out, and then someone new pops in. I actually get that somebody probably, I see and feel, it's like the 6 to 9 months time, actually probably even less. So if I can stick around the 6 month time, so that's what that taking us into the fall winter. I do see someone else. So if you were to, you know, I mean, like, you could stay with this relationship, as Kelly mentioned, it's difficult, but if you wanted to let go and look at lightening your load, you would find yourself in a new relationship there. But it's been good for you to be in it.
I've been doing numerology and chart readings and stuff on this, and there's supposed to be some type of soulmate connection, but
yes.
I'm guessing that one of us is not ready.
Yeah. He's not.
Yeah. And, you know, it's often the soulmates that, you know, drag you through the mud, and they teach you the most about life, really, because, you know, it's like we only take notice unless it's really, really difficult and challenging. And, you know, this has been good for you to go through. It's like you're going to learn some major, major life lessons. Well, you already have.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank
you. So thanks for calling in, Shante. Have a good night.
You too.
Definitely.
Okay, so I'm holding my breath as I make sure I press the right. And here we go. We've got caller. I'm pressing the right button. Okay, caller 302. Are you on the line?
Hi, how are you?
Oh, really well. What's your name?
My name is Gail.
Hi, Gail. So how can we help you tonight?
Hi. I'm having a really difficult time at my current job. It's getting more and more difficult to handle or to stay where I'm at, and I'm really wanting to leave the company. So I just kind of wanted to see if you see anything that will be coming up soon as far as that goes.
Okay. Sure. What's your date? What's your month and day of birth, and how old are you?
October 23rd, and I'm 53.
Okay, wonderful.
So, okay, playing with the Queen of Hearts. She is the Queen of Hearts there. Okay, let's see. And 53. Queen of Hearts and 53. Alrighty, it's like you're really passionate. It's like you're. I'll say you're the mother hen of mother hens. It's like you have a tendency to take everybody under your wing. Oh, man. And it makes it, that can really make it hard. You've got a lot of things, let's see, going on. For this year, your personal year, you've had a two of diamonds in place with this, with the long range. And it's about, you know, it's about telling you stability and money, but it's about partnership and money. But where you're at, I'm just kind of looking at where you are at in terms of your year, in terms of your planets. And that is okay. Queen of Hearts, not Queen of Diamonds. Okay, I had a brunette moment. It's like, I'm sorry. Tell me the month today again. Oh my goodness.
October 23rd.
There we go. Okay, October 23rd. Okay, and right now you're in the Saturn time frame, which is this is the time of year that it is a challenging time that started May 20th and that goes through to July 11th. And it is, you know, Saturn is. I'll say the great equalizer, but it's like the time frame when if you're going to have difficult things happen, it's going to happen during your Saturn time frame. What you actually have going on, you've got a couple really strong cards. You've got a 10 of diamonds, which is the blessing card. You've also got your 4 of spades. That really, you know, is a lot of stability. That's a card of great stability for you. Yeah, I'm just kind of looking at your long range. Sorry, but, you know, your long range is actually the 10 of hearts this year, not the other one. So it's about social circles. It's about some things going on there. It's really weird to say. It's like you're gonna have blessings coming out of this, but I'm thinking that the blessings are gonna kind of be more along the line if you're not happy where you're at. It's gonna give you financial success. In matters relating to health or some older authority person in your life, there's a possibility of inheritance. But with that money can come hard work and a lot of responsibility. It can also mean your financial success is a little bit delayed due to maybe ill health, either of yourself or someone else. It is a card, again, of financial success if you're a doctor or people in the healing professions, that kind of stuff. If you're not precisely in that, You know, you're still going to have you're still going to have some success, even though, like I say, Saturn, it's a really interesting combination because the 10 is the blessing card, and it's like the other one is like, you know, it's like if somebody got sick, it's like, okay, wow, how big of a blessing is it? Kind of looking for that forest phase, too, and kind of seeing what in the world is up with that. That's a very, you know, that also is a very strong. It's a very strong one, and for being in Saturn, it is, and it, ironically enough, it's overcoming illnesses and unfavorable influences. It can take the form of good news from somebody who's ill, or, you know, or happy in spite of ill health. But it's like you've got a great power in positive thinking now, power of the mind, that you can use constructively in a lot of ways. You can use that to heal yourself or someone else or to remove obstacles from your path. Any skepticism you might display now is really not in harmony with your inner beliefs. And again, you know, it's a really strong influence. Both of these cards are really positive. So it's like I can see there's, you know, where you're not happy with the work. You know, there's a couple different ways you can go about it. I don't know if you've ever seen the movie called The Secret by Rhonda Carter. There's a young man in there that literally he turned his life around in like, I don't know, 6 to 8 weeks because it literally is like the power of positive thinking. And it's like he was really having, he hated his job. He, you know, did all his best. But because he started speaking out different things and really, you know, focusing and visualizing different outcomes, they said literally in like 6 to 8 weeks, you know, 2 months, month and a half to 2 months, he literally turned his whole situation around his job. So there's a possibility if you want to hang with the job that you've got, you can alter even what seems to be external circumstances by your own inner, change your world, you know, change your mind and change your life. You know, the other possibility is if you just, you know, set up with the job and say, okay, I don't even want to try to heal that situation. I just want to go to something else. You're going to have success every way you go because you've got the ability to do that.
Okay.
Oh, yes. Hi. Gail, are you with us? Right. So that's, yes, I'm sure the information Kelly's bringing through is resonating with you.
I've been struggling with this for a while. It's just,
if I can just jump in and let you know that Spirit showed me that you're very capable and very creative, and you are going to be moving. And, you know, the energy that, I think you said 6 to 8 weeks, wasn't it, Kelly? You know, you do get an opportunity, and I do see you in, you know, a new pathway. There's a new pathway of work for you, and it's going to be one that you're feeling going to be really happy about, very successful in. I mean, you know, if you have several different pathways to choose from, I'm not sure, but there's one that takes you out and you keep going with. Is it a creative, is it a creative venture?
You know, I'm not really sure. I know that I work in the financial environment, and it's just a job. Right now, I think more or less it's the people that I work around that it's just very difficult for me to come to work day to day. And so I've been told as far as, you know, whatever the outlet, more creative side, but I really can't pinpoint anything right now.
It's interesting because that was one of the first things that came through, you know, from that too. So you've been told that, and it's like, do you do any type of, you know, meditation or sitting quietly with yourself? Because once this energy comes up, it's like you're off and running. You know, this is a really, really powerful energy within you. And it's almost like once you get the idea and you go and you're really happy with what you're doing.
That sounds great. I'm just, it's just difficult for me to hold on to this. I pretty much, you know, I've been wanting to do the meditation and different things like that to try to help me cope with everything. But I think that once I am out of there, I'll be happier and then things will hopefully fall into place.
Right. Okay. An opportunity will definitely, I mean, I definitely see an opportunity for you in you know, like a new workplace, one that you're actually, you know, really loving and one that you feel, you know, completely comfortable in. I mean, it feels very creative. So it might be that you end up discovering this part of yourself in this new capacity.
Okay.
One thing I'm going to stick in real quick, the Queen of Hearts is called the Loving Mother card. Your calling in life has to do with sharing your love with others, and the more the better. So if there's some place where, you know, I mean, the first thing that leaped to mind when I saw that was like, you know, like daycare or something that works with children, maybe, you know, like recreation and stuff like after school programs, something like that, you know, some place that you can literally, you know, share the love, or if you have a passion for, you know, pottery or something like that, you know, teaching classes someplace or other, there's going to be something like that where you're going to have your creativity come out, but it's really for groups, and it's like, and sharing what you love in life. Make sense?
Yeah, I would love that, because I do have, I have a lot of love that I want to share, I guess. But yeah, I'm just not at a good place, and I'm really trying every day.
It's coming. You're going to get out of it. So what did I say? Maybe 6 to 8 weeks, but it's coming. So you can look forward to it. You know, that'll help make you feel better.
Yeah. Can I ask another question?
Well, actually, Gail, we've got quite a few callers who have been waiting quite some time. I know you were waiting too, but we're sort of trying to. You're right.
I do want to say one thing real quick. It's just be a positive, you know, make it a positive affirmation. It's called, if you want to see somebody who's really good at this, Joel Osteen has a book called I Declare. And it's like he talks about, you know, when you're struggling, you have negative thoughts, don't speak those out. Speak out the positive thoughts instead. It's, you know, like I say, it's a book. But go ahead and get that and look at that. It's like, you know, make it a positive affirmation. And you say, thank you, God, that you're bringing this wonderful job, that, you know, a wonderful opportunity that is, you know, coming into my life quickly, like now, and I'm going to recognize it, and I'm going to go for it, you know, something like that. But make it a positive affirmation as though it's already happened, and follow that with the faith.
Okay, great. I'll do that. Thank you so much.
Fantastic. Yeah.
Have a great night, Gail.
You too. Thank you. Bye.
Good night.
Night.
Wonderful. We're out, like, flying through. We've only got like 20 minutes left to go, Kelly. I can't believe it. We've had so much fun.
26. We got 26:30. And if I can turn it on, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Guys, I was like, is this going to be one of those, one of those call-in days? Or it's like, or else we're going to take the stopwatch and go, okay, 3 minutes, 3 minutes, 3 minutes. We can give you a little bit. And if you like what you hear, then you call in. It's like, and one of the things, Pamela, I borrowed this from Pamela, is that, you know, on air, we just have, you know, just a few moments. And it's like, and Georgia and I are both going, I'm being really too long-winded. Jethro would cut me off at the knees. I know he would. It's like, turn on. It's like, 3 to 5 minutes. Really and truly, when we're on air, there's a lot of energy that's going on here, which is why I was told, you know, like my phone's cutting out. I'm going, I won't be the first one, whatever. It cuts out routinely on its own. But, you know, if you really want a good personal reading with somebody, it's like, and most of our psychics and readers and healers and everybody, they have deals for you. And it's like, go to that www.psychicsgonewild.com and check out. Everybody's got a page there. It's like, you know, get our contact information there and book a reading, book a personal one, because that way, you know, it allows us to focus on you as one individual. And it's like, you know, we don't have, we'll say, you know, the masses, you know, even listening in, you know, or all this energy, you know, floating around, because sometimes it is. It's like there's so much energy going on. It's like going, wow, the pinpoint, it's like in this. So, you know, when you get a personal reading, a private reading, you get a lot more of the person's attention who's giving you the reading. So we encourage that heavily to, you know, book your reading with people. Okay.
That's great advice. And so now I'm going to bring in, we've got a caller on hold here, and it's 972. You're online. Thank you for waiting.
Hi, my name is Vivian.
So what was your name? Sorry, I didn't get it.
Okay. Vivian. V-I-V-I-A-N.
Vivian. Thank you.
Okay.
Hi. And what's your date of birth, Vivian? We just need your month and the day and how old you are. Vivian, are you there?
Yes. December 1st.
And what's your date of birth?
December.
I got December 1st. How old? She's four down.
1969. I don't know how old am I.
69. You're going to make me do the math. Fine. See how you are. Okay.
So
I am 9.
I don't
want to
know.
40.
Yeah.
43. There we go. Okay.
I'm sorry.
Okay. Four diamonds. Oh, that's fine. Okay. And did you have a specific question, something we can focus in on really?
Yeah. It's about job. Because I'm looking for the job right now. I have interviewed like 2 weeks ago in South.
Yeah.
So I just wonder, is any job coming for me right now, or should I keep looking?
Okay, let's see. For four diamonds and age of 43, and your focus, ironically, your focus is, wow, there's six of hearts, which is karmic heart stuff, which is karmic emotional stuff. But you're in the middle of this. Okay, Jupiter. I believe you're about in your Jupiter time frame. As a four of diamonds, one of your life paths and life lessons is you came in to bring, to get stability, and actually stability in finances, ironically enough, but stability in your values. Where you're at right now, yep, that's what I thought. You're in your Jupiter time frame, which started May 7th, and it's like it goes through till June 28th. What's happening right there in the moment? 43, you've got this nine of hearts and seven of diamonds. And this is going to be a really funny one because it talks about emotional ending, but it also talks about having faith in finances. So it's really one of those things where it's like the seven of, when there's the seven of diamonds, even in the Jupiter time frame, it's like it's the best placement it can be because both of them are kind of challenging cards. But what it basically means is you're having an ending, as one door closes, another door opens. And with that seven, it's like having the faith. It's like if you doubt, if you, waver, if you waffle, if you go, oh, man, I'm not sure this is going to happen, that's like, boom, you just shot yourself in the foot with your own thoughts and with your own words, okay? So it's what we call speak victory into your life. It's like, visualize that, hey, my words are paving my path in front of me. So what I'm going to, say, what I'm going to think about, I'm going to bring about, thoughts are, become things, that kind of stuff. So pave your way by saying, it's like, thank you, God, thank you, universe, thank you, spirit, whatever your entity is there. And just say, thank you that you are bringing in a good job for me. And this is like when you have the faith, especially with that seven of diamonds, more faith you have and more relaxed and going, thank you, I know that my needs are going to be taken care of. It's going to happen. It's like, but this is, it is. It's a lot of free will right now where you're at. It's like you can make it happen or you can shoot. So be at calm with it, be at peace with it, and it's like pave your way to success by your thoughts. Georgia?
Okay. Oh, yes. Vivian, I see that. Are you considering two different jobs at the moment?
Yeah, I kind of do some job like here, there, do the private tutor for some kids, but at least right now I'm not working. Yeah.
Yeah, because I get there's something about the number two, and you're either going to be doing two jobs, like two part-time jobs, or definitely one where there's a man, he's in his 50s or 60s, that's going to be your boss. And, he's going to expect hard work from you, but you're going to be able to do it. And I think you and he have had, some connection in a past lifetime before. So it's going to be one of those relationships you learn from. But you're going to like this work. And I do get soon. So I think you mentioned something soon. Didn't you, Kelly? I get like 3 weeks.
I was gonna say 2 to 3 weeks. It's like there's gonna be a shift about June 28th. So it's like about 2 to 3 weeks. Yeah.
Yeah. So Vivian.
Yeah. Because I have
it sounds good.
Yeah, it was 2 weeks ago. the owner of the battery, I think he's like 60 or something, but however, whoever interviewed is his wife.
Also, I didn't, for some reason, my phone's cutting in and out. So, Vivian, you said you met somebody like that just a few weeks back?
The doctor, the one that I have interviewed with, he is a pediatric doctor, which I really interested. I want to go in. But however, whoever interviewed me is the wife. I did not get a chance to see the doctor yet. But I know he's like a 60-something already, my friend told me.
Yeah. You know, that feels good. I mean, if he hasn't contacted you, I get that he will. I mean, I get it very strongly that something, you know, it's so for whatever reason, he may have had somebody else that he had pinned for that job, but it looks like you're going to be. You get that too?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. So, Vivian, hang in there.
Okay. And
be positive. Right. No worries. Be happy.
Yeah, actually, you know, before the interview, you know, I have drawn an angel card, and it showed me I need to show them my confidence, you know, as could I be.
Yeah.
But however,
exactly.
It's kind of, this is the third week already. I kind of wondering, you know, what should I do?
So you've already been offered the job?
But the interview is already 3 weeks ago. 3 weeks ago. I was wondering, you know, how come, you know, I haven't get a phone call yet. So right now I'm starting looking for a job right now because I was hoping I can get a job offer from like that office. I really want to get that job, you know. And also, in the meantime, I'm starting to get a newspaper, try to send out a resume to find other jobs. So...
Yeah, well, definitely. I mean, like I said, I see this man. It feels very strongly. I mean, he's coming. He's definitely going to be. If it's the same guy that comes back to you, I see him definitely in your future. So I don't think we were picking up. If we're picking up the same guy that's going to, you know, hire you, that he's definitely coming back into the future.
Okay. And one more thing is, I'm thinking to start my own business. Or for a side job, do you think that'd be possible for me?
Yeah, I see you doing two jobs.
Two jobs? Yeah, actually, you know, I'm also teaching through the tutoring, you know, in the school semester between. Because right now in summer, the school is kind of finished. So that's why. But that's only the part-time job. So actually, so I'm not sure. But I was thinking about doing some kind of, because actually, I'm the psychic and the healer too. So my husband really encouraged me to stay forward.
I was just about to say, you could have three jobs. My goodness, Vivian, you're wearing many hats, which is wonderful. You could definitely do it. I see you with the two, but you could definitely have the three. You know, you're more than capable. You're more than capable. Yeah.
Okay.
I agree.
Okay, good. Because I'm not so sure about, you know, the money income coming. So I need some kind of encouragement.
That's part of it. It's like, is be sure. It's like, because you are talented. You're very talented. You've got a lot of gifts. And it's like, just have that confidence. It's like, you know, for whatever reason, you know, life hasn't allowed you that feeling of confidence. So it's like, you have this, know this within yourself. You know, you've got some very good gifts.
Okay. I really appreciate it. Thank you for your help. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome, Vivian. Have a good night.
You too. Thank you. Bye.
Alrighty, so we now have going to put on our next caller. Oh, hang on. I think I've now there was somebody who was waiting just a minute earlier. I pressed the wrong button, but not to worry. 480, you're on the line. How are you doing?
Good. How are you guys doing?
Really well. What's your name?
My name is Nancy.
Hi, Nancy. How are you doing?
Doing well. A little hot in Arizona, but I'm doing well.
Arizona. And what's your date of birth? How old are you?
August 31st, 1961. 51 years old.
61. Did you get the month? young.
Eight of hearts, six of clubs. And Georgia, I'm going to let you take this because I've talked to Nancy before.
Oh, you have? Sure. So, Nancy, what's your question?
My question is, which you guys know, I'm dealing with a lawsuit right now, and I just started up with this one lawyer, paid her the retainer fee on Saturday of last week, and kind of sending emails because I'm trying to get out of town, but I want to make sure things are in place, and not really getting too much response from her.
I remember we talked about her last week. This was the female lawyer, right?
Correct.
Yeah. Okay, so it looks like things are going to take off once you leave. Is it possible that you can wait a little bit? You might have to tie things up once you leave, you know, on your trip. Is that going to be okay for you?
What do you mean?
That the lawyer might come through not now, but once you leave. Because I get that, you know, you're leaving much sooner than when the lawyer comes in.
Well, I was supposed to leave like 2 weeks ago, so
yeah.
I've been dealing with
right.
it.
Right.
And
right.
she thinks
this is
I
what's
actually
holding you back.
Have already left.
Right.
But I'm just like, I see
a
guy
as well. Is there a guy that you can go with?
What's that?
A choice. I remember a couple of weeks back you mentioned you had a choice and that you were leaning towards the lady. Is there a guy lawyer that you could also tap into?
Well, you know what?
Because I
you're
get the one to go with.
To get them started, you can't go to two different ones because
right.
I had to really pull a lot of strings to get the $5,000 to pay her the retainer to start with.
Oh, wow.
It's got $5,000 of my money.
That's
but
a lot
like
of money, yeah, absolutely.
It is a lot of money. So it's not like you just walk in and you talk to them.
No,
now.
You can't.
You walk in
you
to them. You know, they want money to start the case. But am I just being paranoid or...
I think it's time. To me, time has come through. Do you get that too, Kelly?
I was going to say, one of the things that you might just ask is, of course, it probably would have been good to ask her before you gave her the money. It's like, how soon can you start this case? And it's like, if you just email or call or whatever and just say, I just need one question answered. It's like, how soon are you going to be able to start this case?
I did ask that question, and she was going to start it last Saturday. And, basically, and I'm okay if you're not going to start on Saturday. Monday's fine with me. But it's like...
This is Friday.
I had this binder full of all my doctor stuff and so on and so forth. And then she asked me to write a chronological report. And I said, well, I left the binder with you because, I paid for this consultation with you. And you wrote down everything. And I said, well, I don't feel good leaving the binder because if you have questions, I need the binder. And she goes, no, I got all this information down. And then it was like, she wants me to write all this stuff down. I'm like, oh, I don't feel good writing down dates if I don't have the binder with me. So then I had to go pick up the binder.
Yeah. Right.
I had to go pick up the binder. And then, I figured she's had it for about 5 or 6 days that she's at least copied the things she wanted out of it. Well, she didn't touch it. So then I get an email that night saying, when will you be able to bring the binder back? I'm like, are you kidding me? Because it's like an hour plus round trip, probably an hour and 30 minutes round trip. That's a lot of time when
that's when you say, as soon as I can go to Kinko's and open Kinko's for 24-hour Kinko's, and I will go make copies of it for you, and it's like, and then I'll bring it back. It's like, so, I'm sorry, that you didn't have time to touch it in the 5 days, but, if you want it to go, I'm going to say right now, it's like you're going to have to do that, a little bit of that work on yourself, and just,
I scanned in all the pages for her and sent it to her.
Then
she still asked for the chronological report. I'm like, I already sent that to you. And then I sent her another email saying I'm just checking up, making sure you got that report. And then I sent another email and said, I'm just checking again to find out if you got that report. And then I sent another email asking, once again, I'm just trying to find out if you've got the report. So getting frustrated when now I can't do anything else because once I've already paid her $5,000, which was borrowing money
right.
from everybody and anybody I possibly could, to give her that money, cutting my trip shorter because it costs
right.
money to go on the trip, and now not getting responses from her. And once again, am I just being paranoid, or is she just trying to finish something off her plate first so she could dig deep into this situation?
Yeah, I mean, definitely getting the, you know, your trip. If you can actually get out and get out onto your trip and do some of this whilst you're, you know, in your trip, it'll be better for you, because then you'll be able to, you know, there'll be just a little bit more of a let go and a relaxed energy. I mean, there's, you're going to have to let her do her job.
Yeah, like I say, she's really busy. I mean, the positive thing about a busy lawyer is they're good. The downside
That's true.
Of, you know, of a good lawyer is they're busy. You know, so, but yeah, I would say definitely what Georgia said. It's like, yeah, let her do her job. You know, it's like she's, you know, she's probably, I get the sense that, you know, she's got stuff to do and whatever, and, so, you know, she's got to finish up or whatever, so that she's probably going to have to do some research and look at, you know, the specifics of, you know, dates and times and places and all that stuff. So it's like, yeah, you know, take a breather. Breathe and relax and head out.
So, and that's my goal, just to get out of here. But like I said, you know, I just think it's through respect. Send an email back saying, yes, I've got everything, thank you.
Okay.
You know,
very
that takes
true.
Less than a minute of your time. But when one of the things she talked about was communication, and she's looking at me, how am I going to communicate with you while you're gone? I'm like, I've been very accessible. I've got computer, I've got cell phone, I still get to bring my home phone because I plug it in. So you're thinking I'm just being paranoid and once she gets, but the thing is, we have a deadline. If she doesn't do everything she's supposed to by July 3rd, I can't even, it's over.
Wow.
And so I look at it and say, I would have done something myself. I probably wouldn't have come close to the money that she, but I would have at least started something.
Right.
So that's where my paranoia comes from, is
yeah.
we're on a time zone. We're on time limit here, and that means you won't be able to do very much the further and further you push out, because all she kept saying to me is, you know, I need to really get started because of the fact that, you know, I like to get things done early, but I don't like to, you know, push, and I'm sitting
Does
here
Does she
going,
have an assistant?
Like,
sorry to interrupt you, Nancy. Does she have an assistant?
She just got an intern this week or
yeah.
two.
Yeah. This could be the mail that I was, you know, sensing, but it feels like it's going to happen. It's just not happening on your time, you know. And these lawyers, they work on their own time. They've got their own timeline, you know. They kind of, it's like they're doing like how many cases a day, and it's a bit like, what's the word? The word is when they cram. They kind of cram. They do everything right before.
Yeah.
It's like they get the energy high and tight, and just before a case goes, you know, they put all their energy into it and then they get it through. So they just work differently
yeah.
to you.
Okay. Yeah. And so I just feel, you know, I like to have the stuff done.
When
I very rarely
when you
have
hire somebody with a
attorney.
I
very
rarely
have
to take on any more cases.
Do stuff, you know,
you're supposed
like,
to
if,
kind
if,
of work
if they
on
have
your
a
thing.
Deadline, if they
okay,
have
well,
a deadline, just about every time, you know, it's like they say, oh, I've got to get this in by, you know, 4 o'clock this afternoon. It's like, and they do at 3:45, they're at the courthouse filing whatever they need to. But it's like, I have yet to see an attorney file stuff early. I don't care who they are.
Yeah,
right.
True.
But I look at it, it's not just filing something. She has to file and put a lot of really good meat in it, because the others can go ahead and say motion to dismiss, boom. And then that means
right.
I have to go ahead and pay another retainer to go to the next step.
Jeez.
I'm not happy
right.
with that part.
Yeah.
Well, Nancy, do you feel like we answered your question? Because I was hoping to get maybe one more caller through. What do you think, Kelly?
Well, just real
We've
quick.
We've got
so
about
you guys just
4 minutes, 2 minutes
You guys
left.
Think she's going to be okay?
Yeah, she's going to come through. I get that.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's
Good
all
luck,
I want to
Nancy.
Thank you. Bye.
All righty, 857.
Here we go.
Hi. My name's Kita.
Yeah, we've got about 3 minutes left, Kelly. What do you think? Could we take one more? You're online.
Sure. You unmuted me.
Do I give you my birthday information,
oh,
or are we not taking
it? Hang on. I just got the 90-second call down.
Oh, really?
Okay,
it's
Kelly,
like, so this still, yeah. Still showing up 4 minutes. It's like, mine says we got 4 minutes left. Oh, man, what? No,
I know. So, you know,
what's that about?
857, what's your name?
Keita.
Peter, I'm going to give you a call. Is it okay if I call you?
Yes,
absolutely.
You can call.
Yeah.
It's fine.
So I'm really,
it's fine.
I think we've got 60 seconds left, and I don't think we'll have an opportunity to give you, you know, our time properly. So I'll make sure that I call you as soon as we're done. And, Kelly, thanks for tonight. It's been wonderful, you know, co-hosting with you. And thank you, everybody, for tolerating my mishaps on the board.
You're doing fine. I was going to say, you know, what's really amazing is, like, this has been really packed. And it's like, you know, for you guys who, you know, we didn't quite get in, it's like, you know, thanks for listening in. And it's like, do call back. We will say, call back early. This has been the fastest 90 minutes. Were we time working?
It has,
what were we doing? And we didn't even get
it's
to stop
talking. It's just flown by. I know, and we had all these great, juicy things we wanted to talk about. Isn't that wonderful? It's wonderful.
Next week. Tune in next week.
Okay, well, have a great night, and we'll talk to you next week.
All right. And how, it's like, you know, last time, you get a hold of us at www.psychicsgonewild.com. And Georgia, how do they get a hold of you off there?
Oh yeah, so I'm on the site as well, and www.transformyourselfanew.com.
Excellent. All righty. And just remember, we do have shows coming up. We are on air 7 days a week at 773-897-6461. Tomorrow afternoon, we have Terry J at 3, and we have Andrew Romine at 4. And then I believe Jethro has got Linda, if I can say the name right, Linda Urbano on Sunday, and I believe they're doing 9 o'clock, 9 p.m. Eastern spot time. So it's like we'll have stuff going on the weekend, and just keep dialed in. And we are off air.
We are. Kelly, thank you so much.
All righty, have a good one.
You too. Wonderful, wonderful. And do I need to press anything here?